News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The war in Iran has now entered its fifth day. And there are conflicting reasons as to why the US entered the war in the first place. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio at odds about their justification. Of course, attacks have continued last night. And through the night, six U.S. soldiers died when what is being described as an unmanned aircraft system evaded air defenses to hit a command center in Kuwait. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian, is with us. David, let's start with the justification for the beginning of all of this. Marco Rubio essentially says that the Israelis jumped them into it, and Donald Trump says the opposite, it was American-led.
That's right. There do seem to be some contradictions here and shifting explanations. On Monday, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, said the US acted preemptively after learning that Israel was preparing to strike and had concerns that there would be retaliation against US forces. But then on Tuesday, Donald Trump offered a different version. In fact, saying instead that it may have been Trump that influenced Israel's timing. Quote, you know, we were having negotiations with these lunatics, referring to Iran, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first. They were going to attack if we didn't do it. You know, Trump was asked this question, well, you know, was his hand forced by Israel? And he said, you know, if anything, I might have forced Israel's hand. And meanwhile, also on Tuesday, Marco Rubio himself perhaps seemed to see which way the boss was leaning, and he walked back his comments somewhat also.
Well, if there's conflict about the genesis of the whole thing, what about the ultimate objective of the endeavor? Because both Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense or War, and the President have said that they have clear objectives. Nobody has yet laid out what they are.
Well, Donald Trump had a go on Monday at the White House. He outlined some objectives, which included obviously ensuring Iran never gains a nuclear weapon. That has been probably the main one, but also destroying its ballistic missile capabilities, annihilating the Navy, he said, and also preventing Iran from supporting militant groups elsewhere in the region. But yes, the objectives do also seem to shift from time to time, and there's still a great deal of ambiguity about who will govern Iran in the future. Does Trump know or care whether it's going to be a democracy or whether it's even stable? Will there be a moment when the US just packs its bags and goes home and leaves them to get on with it?
One of the big questions, of course, is what impact this is going to have in the wider region and to what an extent the war will spread. Is first of all, do you have an insight into that? And secondly, does the American political system provide any insight into their expectations?
Well, it has been notable that the US State Department has advised Americans in more than a dozen countries to leave, clearly an expectation that they could be in danger and that this does have the potential to spread. Otherwise, I think no one is entirely sure. You do hear some US politicians actually saying that this could be counterproductive for Iran, that the way that Iran has lashed out at neighboring countries is actually rallying them to America's side. And Senator Lindsey Graham, for example, thinks that some of the Gulf states could join this conflict with the Americans. So there's some potential for escalation there, but otherwise, really, really hard to say where this goes. We obviously know Iran has quite significant military capability, but the US says it's hit 2,000 targets now and could intensify that even further.
And lastly, David, inter alia, significant further damage to the relationship with European states. Spain, according to Donald Trump, will no longer be traded by the US because they didn't let them use the air bases. And Keir Starmer is not Winston Churchill.
Right, indeed, which is sure the ultimate insult for any British Prime Minister. Trump was in the Oval Office today with the German Chancellor, and he, as you say, had a swipe at Spain. And Keir Starmer, he's very upset with because Britain initially refused to allow the US to use military bases for this. It changed that a bit, but I think given Donald Trump's age at 79, he sees this through the prism of Roosevelt and Churchill, and Reagan and Thatcher, and of course more recently George W. Bush and Tony Blair standing together. He expects total solidarity from the UK without question, and Starmer has made clear he has some reservations about this entire conflict, saying you cannot impose regime change from the air. So after all Starmer's efforts in recent months to curry favour with Trump, he's now discovering that Trump can be very transactional and change like the wind.
David, thank you. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian there. And we will, of course, be returning to the situation in the Middle East, particularly the situation for Irish citizens trying to get out of the Middle East. Because as you've heard, Helen McEntee, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, has indicated that charter aircraft are going to be sent to get people out. We'll talk more about that later.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.